Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, a low of 65. Full forecast details are coming up. Last fall, the Racine Unified School District launched the Academies of Racine, providing high school students opportunities to explore careers, experience hands-on learning, and prepare for their futures. As part of the model, Park High School Tech Ed students built a tiny home to be donated to Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. This afternoon, VOW Representative Jeff Gustin came to Park to officially accept the tiny home.
We're going to put a stop to veteran homelessness here in Racine, and you guys are key in helping make that happen. For a lot of years to come, many veterans who wouldn't otherwise have a home are going to call this home as we help them rehabilitate and get back on their feet. So thank you, Park High School, for doing this.
The Tiny Homes for Veterans project has captured attention around the state and other parts of the country. The Racine City Plan Commission is backing creation of a wild root market at 500 Walton Avenue, putting the investor-driven dream a step closer to reality. Assistant Development Director Matt Sadowski noted the project required amending the city's comprehensive land use plan. He explained the use supplement covers all bases for other uses at the site, including what would and would not be allowed.
Uses proposed to be added as permitted by conditional use permit would be a grocery store less than 14,000 square feet in floor area. We would be prohibiting at this property apartment hotels and community living arrangements. And so based on the other standard wording of a use supplement, staff is recommending that that use supplement be forwarded to the Common Council with a recommendation of approval.
A traffic study was conducted, referenced the new store, but Sadowski said the result was no need to make any changes in the area. The full Common Council is expected to approve the Wild Root store recommendations from the Plan Commission next Tuesday night. A Taiwanese company that assembles cell phones and other electronics is considering building a plant in Wisconsin that could employ thousands of workers, and speculation is growing about the possibility of Racine or Kenosha counties being in the hunt. President Trump alluded to an unnamed company during his stop this week that might have good news soon for Governor Walker, though Crane's Detroit Business reports Michigan is also seeking the plant and its 5,000 potential jobs. There's speculation that a site in Mount Pleasant is being considered for the plant, given the Racine County Board met in closed session committee of the whole Tuesday night to discuss an unspecified major economic development issue, and Village President Dave DeGroot was part of the gathering. No one locally is offering comments specifically about the issue. A short distance from where it happened a week ago, a candlelight vigil was held last night in Kenosha for 23-year-old Brian Baldwin, who was shot to death by Anthony Carroll, his girlfriend's ex-husband, who then took his own life. The gathering at Lincoln Park was similar to Racine Interfaith Coalition community gatherings, led by Kenosha's Congregations United to Serve Humanity, or CUSH. And among those attending were the girlfriend, some of Baldwin's friends, and his sister Cassie.
He lost his life to someone who was unstable. It was known that he had depression issues. It was known that he had guns. They knew he had anger problems.
Cassie Baldwin said a way has to be found to keep guns out of the hands of people who are unstable. A three-part series presented by the Johnson Foundation about the definition of a resilient community and how to build one began last night before an audience of local government and community leaders at Wingspread. Dr. Kate Johnson, the president of the University of Maine Farmington and an expert in local government and regional decision-making, said resilience is returning to normal after a stress, whether it's a single event or something more long-term. She said several questions must be answered to determine how to become resilient, including what is the community, who is the community, and what appetite there is for working together.
And what's your aptitude for it? You know, how good are you at this? What's your track record? So, you know, think about those and have the honest conversations about what do we need to build? What do we need to do together? What is our appetite for doing something together for Greater Racine?
The series will continue next Wednesday with Rob Henkin, the president of the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum. Last night's program is available on the Johnson Foundation's Facebook page. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.